Hey there, this is Jay John of Asian Pop Radio, the Jeanette and Jay John Show. You can catch us at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time each Monday to Friday night for our program if you'd like to stream us via our app. Now, you can download our app for free via the App Store on both Apple and Android. But of course, you can listen to what happens on our program without the music on this podcast. So if you do want to hear what's happening on our podcast and keep up to date, do make sure you subscribe via iTunes. You can catch us on TuneIn as well. Here's what went down on our February 13 show.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asian White Hits.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. I am not Jeanette.
I am Jay John.
No. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Because you don't have the dad jokes. How are you?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Good times.
Back for another week of radio excitement.
Yes.
How was your weekend? Did you get up too much?
Yeah.
Great.
Food
Tell
poisoning.
Me about why? What?
Yeah.
How?
My kimchi was fermented weirdly.
Oh, no.
It wasn't fermented right.
Oh, no.
So I just, my stomach sounds like a fish tank.
You're still not looking so good after all that.
No.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell everyone what songs we've got coming
up
on the show, and you can just chill for a bit.
Cool.
Would you like to tell everyone
no,
what's coming up?
No, because I think you're very excited.
I'm so excited.
For Album of the Week.
Yes, our Album of the Week is Going 17. So across the week, we're going to be playing lots of tracks from their new album, Going 17.
Oh, what if they go 18?
What?
Get it.
Music coming up this hour. We're going to be playing a new one from your favourite J-pop group.
Perfume
with Tokyo Girl. We've got Red Velvet in there, one of their latest Talk to Me. Big Bang. Effort. Lots of effort. Trung Hyul from Vietnam with Say Ah, Vietnam winner of 2000, Vietnam Idol winner of 2015.
Yes, we got there.
Richard Jansen from Singapore, BTS War of Hormone, just to, take it back
a bit.
Sounds
like my body.
And Hakim for good reason.
Aw, bless.
Singaporean musician Hakim. Why have we got him coming up this hour?
I'm going to tell you that later.
All right, cool. For getting it started, let's go to our Album of the Week. R17 with their track.
Boom, boom.
Asian Pop Radio.
More like bam, bam, get it?
Wow.
Got seven.
That was Jeanette, the song name, please.
Boom, boom.
Can you see that I'm trying to be very cautious with my words this week?
Why?
Because you keep picking on me every time I say Jeanette, that was Jeanette, and you go, no, that was 17.
What's weird enough is that we were listening to that song, we were singing to it, but then I still forgot the title of the name. The title of the name, wow.
I knew where you were going
with it. Wow, Monday-itis.
Yeah. You're still sick from the bad kimchi, it's okay.
Yeah.
Be a good name for a radio show.
Bad kimchi.
17, despite being just 13 in the group.
Thank you, Emho. We miss you.
The boys have decided to name themselves 17, obviously. This is because they are composed of 13 members plus their unit count. Vocal performance, hip-hop equals 3, and the group 1, summing up to 18.
I mean, actually, the maths is very hard in that. Like, what do you mean, and the group is 1? So they count each individual member, and then they count the whole group as one person?
Yeah, that's not right.
No, 17 wants to do that. 17 can.
You know what is right? The news headlines.
Shuffling paper. Insert this. What?
That's me. I didn't have paper shuffle.
Oh, no, dude.
That was J-pop outfit Perfume with their track Tokyo Girl on the Jeanette J. John Show.
Now, could
Radio.
You please tell me 3 fun facts about Perfume?
I can. Did you know that Perfume took their
name? Wow.
You really want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
Perfume took their name from the fact that the original members all had the Japanese character for fragrance in their names. Did you know that?
It's destiny.
It is. Well, their name is destiny.
I thought that they would just smell good.
So that we smell awfully good. We should call ourselves perfume.
I like a t-shirt, by the way.
It's a good thing they weren't eating cheese at the time.
What? Cheese and mayo.
So let's... Let's call ourselves Gouda.
Wow. You could have gone better with that one.
Shall I continue my three facts?
Yeah. Please.
I'll just take a minute to soak in that Gouda joke. Because I know later I'll listen back and I'll regret that I didn't give it the time it needed.
To be honest, it could have been better.
Oh. The original third member of Perfume, Yuka Kawashima, left the group prior to their debut. Didn't she, like, luck out majorly?
Do you think she regrets it?
Well, we should ask her. Let's get her on the line. We've got Yuka on the line now. No, we don't.
We don't.
She was later part of another J-pop outfit called Risky and also attempted a solo career under the name of Yuka. How appropriate. She's like, well, I could have been in Perfume because I have Perfume in my name, and so now I'm going to go with Yuka because I have Yuka in my name.
You could have done better. Oh my god, stop it, I'm so sick.
Oh, you can't be serious.
You gotta be joking.
Fun fact three, at one of Perfume's earlier public events, they performed a song titled Juicy Fragrance. This song has never been released because producer Nakata Yasutaka managed to lose the data for the track.
Her name is Yasutaka.
Yasutaka.
Yeah.
There you go. How was your weekend, apart from getting sick?
That was it. Just sickness.
You just got sick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some might say I'm fully sick.
Did you work? No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Some may. Did you work or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to work through my sickness.
That's not good.
Had to cut my hours short by an hour.
Wow, because you just started puking on the counter.
Yeah, I was like, hello, how are
you? Oh, wow. Yeah, you'd have to give 50% off sunglasses on top of that, wouldn't you?
On top of the moment. Just put a pair of sunglasses on top.
Okay,
there
see
you
bye.
Go. That's $50. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, God. I had a good weekend.
No one asked. I thought we were just going to the next chat.
Shall
I'm kidding.
The next
How
track?
Was your weekend? I heard you went to the Vine Valley.
It was nice. Did you see the video I posted on Facebook?
Yes, because it was taken down.
Yes, I don't know what happened. I kept going up, down, up, down, up, down. It wasn't working properly. I don't know why. But we went to some wineries.
One second, you're choking me up here.
Went to some wineries for my mum's birthday, and then we went to this really amazing chocolate restaurant on the way back.
Ooh.
So it's like they had like chocolate being made. You could see the production line.
Ooh.
And then you walk in and there's this like three big bowls of free chocolate. It's just like one spoon each. Like you can get like the cooking dots, you know what I mean? So they've got the white chocolate and they've got the milk chocolate and they've got the dark chocolate, and you can just get a spoon and walk up and eat as much free chocolate as you want. Well, one of each. But everyone was piling three spoons of chocolate onto their hand.
I mean, like, why not? Why not?
And then I had the world's biggest scones. Like, you can't see because it's radio, but the scone was, like, that big. It looked like it was about 15 centimetres wide. That's a huge-ass scone. And not just a little
just
bit of jam. There was, it was the opposite.
There was no jam!
It was the opposite to Kissam's song. It was jam, 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 oh jam, oh jam, oh jam. Just jam and lots of cream. And I like lots of cream.
Space and jam. Space Jam. LeBron.
LeBron? James. Michael Jordan? Anyway, shall we get to a song?
Yes, I believe it will be Talk to Me, Jason.
Red Velvet.
Talk to Me.
Also good with chocolate, if it's cake. Actually, I don't think it is.
It's a flavour.
Janae and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. What's coming up next? What just happened there?
I don't know. That was Talk to Me by Red Velvet here on the Jeanette and Jay John Show Asian Pop Radio.
Yes, I do like when people talk to me, talk to you, and luckily someone's on the line to talk to us.
Wow. You guys, talk to me. This is so exciting. How
Ooh,
are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you. How are you?
I am just doing fabulous as always. Another jam-packed week in the video game world.
Like what? Like what? Enlighten us.
Well, you know what? It's funny this week because there was an announcement that a lot of people were surprised about, and that is a new Netflix TV show based on a certain video game franchise.
Ooh,
have you guys heard of this?
No, I haven't.
So it's a really popular old franchise, Castlevania.
All right, settle down.
I know of this. This was my childhood. It wasn't. It was my brother's.
Well, yeah, it was a lot of people's childhoods. And I mean, the game franchise is still going after a very long time. It's sort of about fighting vampires and that whole supernatural demons and stuff like that. And yeah, apparently they're making a whole TV series based around this video game.
That's intense.
Is this a new thing for Netflix? Have they done anything like that before?
Not from video games, not really. Netflix is certainly experimenting with different shows, which I think is really cool. And traditionally, video games are pretty hard to translate into a TV show or a movie. It doesn't always work very well.
True, true.
There's been some terrible ones in the past.
What are some of the ones?
Creed.
Yeah, what are some of the ones you think have been a bit troublesome, Luke? Like some that haven't worked out?
Yeah, I think Assassin's Creed was one, although it looks like it's setting up for some sequels, which is good. I think that Resident Evil has been a very hit and miss type of movie franchise.
It has.
I mean, it's had like six films, so it's done well enough, you know what I mean? But I just think something about the movies, it didn't quite match the tone and the pace of the video games. They kind of went more over-the-top action explosions rather than kind of scary, jump-scare horror type stuff.
Right.
And yeah, I think it's kind of like with books, you know, when people, they read Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings and they go and see the film and it's not what they expected.
Yeah.
I think the same thing happens with video games where people play something and love something so much and put hundreds of hours into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have to watch a film or a TV show that only has, you know, maybe 2 hours or 5 hours worth of content, and it never is going to match up with what they want.
I think it's one thing having a favorite book and having your interpretation of that and then it becoming a movie and it being not what you're expecting. But then on top of that, I would assume that being a gamer, that you're playing a game and you've played it for so many hours and you're literally in control of the story and how things happen and the way it goes about. And I guess that doesn't always translate to a movie.
Well, no, and you're exactly right. And, you know, you might spend hundreds of hours battling demons and giant bosses and forming strategies and stories in video games. They're not just the ones that are made for you, but they're the stories that you tell your friends about this really cool thing that happened last night when you were playing Final Fantasy and stuff like that. So to capture that feeling in a media where you're just watching and not actually doing, I think it's always going to be very challenging.
Luke, what game hasn't been made into a movie yet that you would love to see?
Well, they're actually working on it, apparently, and that's the Gears of War movie, video games. So Gears of War, it's like this gritty, dark action game where there's these locusts who emerge from underneath the earth. So they've been building their armies underneath the earth's surface, and then they emerge and take over the world. And apparently they're making a movie based on this. No one knows who's in it yet or what's happening, but they are working on it, and I am so excited.
See, I'm still hanging out for Alex Kidd, the movie.
That'd be interesting.
I think.
What about you, Jen? Do you have any games that you want to see into a movie?
The one that disappointed me the most would be the Street Fighter movie that came out.
Oh.
That was the most horrible, cringiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Didn't it have Kylie in it?
No.
It had Kylie, yes.
Yeah, Kylie Minogue, yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad film. And I mean, fighting games always get made into films. Like Mortal Kombat's had some movies.
Yeah.
Dead or Alive had a really cheesy, silly movie as well. So like, they deal with fighting games a lot, which is weird because the games don't have great stories to begin with.
They kind of do, but there's a lot of potential because it's like an action movie straight away since it's a fighting game. But they just fluff it around. They fluff it too much. It's like a pillow.
Yeah. I want to see more horror games made into movies. I really like the Silent Hill movies that came from the games. I thought they were pretty good at capturing the atmosphere of Silent Hill, which is a really dark, horrible, twisted town, Jay, so you would like it.
You'd like it a lot.
I'm a horribly twisted person.
It's just weird.
I think, you know, and the Warcraft movie, of course, came out last year. And critics hated that, and even fans of the game didn't like that. But that's another one that people have invested literally years of their lives in, so it's quite hard to track.
I guess in a way, like more of a board game, but Battleship, when that came out, it wasn't spectacular. It was a few explosives here and there, Rihanna half acting,
That was a Michael Bay film too, I think, So these things don't add up to good movies and good television. So, you know, I think that with Castlevania, though, that Netflix tend to do pretty well with their original productions, and they might be able to turn this into a really cool project to see. And hopefully if it does well, they can start looking at other video game franchises and start turning those into TV shows as well, which I'm all about.
Fantastic.
I'm about that life too.
Now, Luke, if we head over to your podcast this week, what are we going to see?
You're going to see a lot of talk about mobile gaming, and then mobile gaming is huge all over the world. It's the biggest money-making industry in games. So you're going to hear all about that, and you're going to hear about the recent controversy about Overwatch, where one of the lead game developers actually said they're going to try and find a way to ban players from using their keyboard and mouse on their consoles to play the game because of an unfair advantage.
Wow.
So lots of Overwatch fans out there. So you're going to want to listen to it. So you can head to joy.org.au/checkpoint, or you can jump on checkpointgaming.net for all the latest gaming news, reviews, and more.
So many ways.
All the ways. I have so many ways.
Each or way, find it on up, iTunes. Down, back and forth, right, left, diagonal. Yeah. All the directions.
Because all the directions you could possibly do on a video game controller.
Thanks, Luke.
XXYB.
Thanks, guys.
Now, while I give Jeanette some directions on where to go, we're going to play some Big Bang.
Fuck yeah.
Asian Pop Radio. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and that song, Jeanette, was...
Beep It! I mean, F2 stars, it.
Yeah. Now, of course, you would have heard in our Asian Pop news update last
week. Did you actually hear it, though?
Yeah.
With your own ears or eyes?
No, I did. I heard it. I saw it. I felt it.
Ew.
It was running through my heart.
Stop.
And through my feels.
Gross.
Obviously, last week saw Big Bang rapper T.O.P. and JYJ's Junsu enter for mandatory reporting to the army. Now, Junsu may be glad of this because he's been receiving a bit of harsh criticism, Jeanette, regarding the sale of a hotel he privately owned, including non-payments to staff, which I would assume that means he hasn't been paying his staff,
no,
right?
No, they've been working.
And here is your non-payment. What's this? This is just scrap paper.
It's my autograph.
But you know what? You could probably sell that if it's on the right thing. Probably make more than a hotel wage. While the hotel did release a statement saying everything was and is always above board, it seems some netizens are still trying to stir trouble for him. The fans will be waiting and counting the days to welcome both back. 2 years. 2 years.
2 years too long.
Scary times. And
scary.
I think the boys, you know, the Big Bang boys should just follow through now and all go to the army right now. So we only need to hold our breath for 2 years. I think that's the right thing to do, because if they scatter them every 6 months...
That's right, GD.
It's not going to be
ready.
It's going to be 5 years or something before they're together again.
Well, I don't know. GD's clothing line is going off now, so does he really want to abandon that for army training?
How old is GD? He's 28, 20, 27 or something
He's
now?
Old enough to party with me. Right. That's for sure.
He's old enough to do that 10 years ago, 8, 9 years ago.
I wasn't, though.
Jeanette.
What?
If you could stay at a hotel run by a K-pop star, who would it be and why?
I think by K-pop star or group.
Either. Yeah.
Either.
Yeah.
GOT7.
Right. Why?
Because they got seven.
Wouldn't it be nice to order some room service from GOT7, huh? What would you, just open the door, there's Jackson, you know, it's all on a silver plate.
What's on a silver plate? I think that's the most important question.
Here it is, Jeanette, just as you ordered it.
Raw.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You're talking sashimi,
wow.
Right? Sashimi.
No, beef tartare.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, yes, you are vegetarian.
Well, I did
say
sashimi,
sorry.
So anyway.
How about you sashimi that and geez. Let's go to the CSA.
Okay, we'll do that. I'll have a think about who I'd like to see. And
let's go to the Customer Service Alliance.
No, Community Service Announcements.
Close but so distant.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and that was Trung Hu with Say Ah from Vietnam, obviously. Is this going back to the whole Jackson thing before?
Oh, wow.
Oh, mercy.
I just wanted to, you know, do some things.
Check your, do some dental work.
Yeah.
Hey.
Work on my dental.
Obviously, 2015 winner of Vietnam Idol.
Yes,
we
yes.
We spoke to him on Asian
of
Pop
course.
Radio some time ago. You can probably hear his interview if you go listen to the Best of the Jeanette and Jay John Show on a Saturday or Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Yes, yes.
And it'll also be available on our podcast soon.
Ooh.
Very soon. So, we'll be updating you on the classic content.
Search us on your iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Or
subscribe to us on iTunes.
Subscribe.
What do we search for? Like puppies and kittens or something like that?
Shipping Jeanette and Jackson. Shipping Jeanette and Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You search for Asian Pop Radio.
Close.
You had
close.
Your chance.
It was the same thing. Same thing.
And of course, you can download our app free via the App Store on Apple or Android.
It's
just search for Asian Pop Radio again. It's free, and you can hear Asia One Hits 24/7, as well as this show with all the music in it.
And it's one click away from the website, one click away to contacting us, and one click away for Asia Wide Hit.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. So if you've got any thoughts on the show or Asian Pop Radio in general.
Like to read from you.
Yeah, please message us by any means on the website, on Facebook, on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you.
There is a video coming out on Friday as well, so look out for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey.
What?
It's been very hot in Australia.
Not really.
It's
currently 13 degrees.
Well, in Melbourne it was over the weekend. It was it was pretty cool.
It's 13
bizarre.
Degrees still.
Mm-hmm. But it was hot. We had a hot week, and our friend Cassandra, who does our Asian Pop News, she was in Port Macquarie. Very hot. It was 46 degrees on Sunday there. So last week we were talking about ways that you can soak up the sun when it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
But then we had a really hot week, so I thought, how about our top five places to stay cool?
Okay.
When it gets too hot and you've had enough of the sun.
Okay.
Are you ready to wing it?
Yes.
Cool. Number five.
The toilet.
Why a toilet? Is the toilet cold?
Well, your legs get numb if you stay there for long enough and keep on watching, like, Got 7 Vines or BTS Vines The Return of Superman.
Okay. I'm going to say the aquatic center.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, anyone can do that, right?
Sorry, just looking at our running sheet, what is happening there?
What?
Anyways, nothing.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I love MSAC. I play badminton there.
Yeah.
Do I play sports? Not really.
No, I play badminton there as well. I didn't know that.
You know what? We should play together.
No, I'm busy next week.
So am
Number
I.
Number four.
Number four would be in the studio.
In the studio. Can be cool. Yeah.
Always has to be air-conned.
Number four for me, we used to have an ice bar in Melbourne. That was a cool place to go. So you could go into like this big fridge and have cocktails and it was all made of ice. Very nice. Yeah. Number three?
Okay, number three for me would be at work.
At work. Well, that's
true. You get paid to be in air-conned. And heating.
That's true. My number three was the same because I used to work in a freezer and it was only good for a few days of the year because in winter, 10 degrees outside, not fun.
Yeah,
no one wants to be in a freezer when it's 10 degrees.
No one really wants to do that.
In summer, when it's above 30, just like everyone's crapping on about how hot it is outside. Hey, dude, I'm in the freezer. I'm just chilling. Like literally. There you go. Number two, Jeanette.
Number two would be in a pool.
In a pool.
Or a body of water. Well, basically just water.
What if the water's hot? Like a hot bath is not going to help.
Why would you have a hot bath when it's like 30 degrees outside? That makes no sense.
I used to listen to, the Korean English radio station. And everyone likes dramas and stuff. Yeah. And they used to have a promo on there saying, if it's hot in summer, you should not have cold showers because it doesn't help. You go to bed and then you sweat all night. So you should just have a lukewarm shower and then go to bed.
But I sweat all the time, so it doesn't really matter if I have a hot shower or cold shower.
No, you really should
see
a doctor about that. Number two for me, I was going to say shower, cold shower.
Yeah.
Number one?
Number one?
Yeah.
Would be eating mulnaengmyeon.
Okay. Do you want to explain for those that don't know what it is?
Cold soba noodles.
Right. Does that cool you down?
Heck yeah.
Right.
And keeps you full.
It's like a spud show.
A spud show? A show about potatoes.
I would say my number one is a cinema. I think when it gets too hot, you just have to go to the cinema.
Yeah, but there'll be so many people
in the cool, watch
in
a movie,
the cinema,
forget about
and then
it.
Body heat comes together, and there's always going to be that one sweaty, smelly man coming into the cinema.
Yeah, you that sweaty man?
Am I a man? Like, is that the real question?
All right, we're going to ponder that, and then we're going to go to one of our favourite Singaporean artists, Richard Jansen, with his song Daylight.
The Remix.
On the Jeanette and J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio.
Richard Jansen with Daylight here on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio.
Yes. Did you know that over the new year, Richard got married?
What?
I saw on his Facebook page.
Congratulations.
I know, right?
That's so cute.
Do you reckon his songs from now on are going to be happy or are they going to be, songs of regret?
Songs of confined. Cannot do much.
I'm guessing, because so many songs are about love, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like if you go into the catalogue that we've got and just type love, hundreds of songs come up. Thousands of songs. So many songs about love.
Mm.
But then, tragic stories can also make good songs too, right?
Like? Marriage, no, kidding.
I don't know. What's a tragic song? Can you think of a tragic K-pop song? Like something that's about, what about like Haru Haru? That's not a song about love.
Mm.
In a way, maybe. Maybe it is.
Mm.
Do you have any plans to get married?
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm.
Do you see yourself getting married? Do you want to get married?
Well, I mean, like, if I'm getting the right room service, I might as well get married.
So, you know, if Jackson comes to your door at the hotel,
just, like, plate.
Pull him in. Like, so what are you doing
pull
later?
Pull him in, pull out, married? Whatever. This hotel do whatever he does.
Does hotel have a chapel?
You know what? We can just get married secretly.
Yeah, where would you
body
get married?
Body to body.
Where would you get married?
In bed by ourselves. No, you're kidding.
Oh, my God.
In the garden.
In
probably
the garden.
Like the botanical gardens.
Yeah.
Or in the mountain.
Not the Singapore botanical gardens.
Oh, my God. I would sweat my dress off.
Do you know what happened at the Singapore botanical gardens
someone's
on the weekend?
Someone's dress went on fire.
No, a tree fell and crushed people.
Wait, like a real tree or the Singaporean tree?
Yeah, someone died. It's not good.
Oh, yeah. No. How did it fall?
It's probably hot.
And the tree melted at
the tree was
the
probably
root.
Hot. I think, you know, sometimes if it's too hot and it doesn't rain and, like, trees get, like, moist and stuff, they can fall.
They wilt.
Moist is probably not the right word, is it? A tree nearly fell on me once. True story.
Okay, no one asked. This is about Singapore right now.
Can we go to some BTS?
Yes.
All right. And then we'll stop talking
it's
about...
It's all about me. War
our thoughts
hormone.
Are with the family. Asian Pop Radio. This is the Janae and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. You can find us in many different ways.
Facebook.
Yeah. Why do you hesitate?
I don't know.
You need to remind people if they haven't liked us yet.
Well, it feels like
yet.
You wanted me to say one word and then I said Facebook and then you went,
yeah,
oh,
good. Ding.
Twitter.
Ding.
Our app.
Ding.
On iTunes.
Ding.
On YouTube.
Ding.
On our website.
Ding.
Good. On Australia.
You're a dingbat.
Well, in. Oh,
BTS, better
you
known.
You could have done better.
Also known as Bangtan, Bangtan Boys.
Yeah.
War of Hormone.
Yeah. Asian Pop Radio family.
They are, because we have met. We've held hands.
Yeah. Sugar looked at me and was like, why are you like this?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Did you say from eating too much sugar?
No, I just like looked at him like that. Like my eyes were really like, wow, BTS in real life. And he was just like, is she doing our audio?
You did a good job of the audio.
Did I, though?
No, you didn't.
I did it.
You didn't
no.
hit record.
Tell everyone my secret.
It's all right. You passed your sound engineering course after that. Now you know how.
After that, I graduated before.
Tough crowd. Hey, BTS
sorry,
has
crying.
Broken another record.
What do you mean?
This time it's their own. The group broke their previous record of highest selling album for Wings. As of the end of 2016, they had sold 710,000 copies. And as of February 9, they have now sold 773,356 copies.
Wow, so
isn't
many
that a
numbers.
Lot of copies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less zeros.
With the release of their next album, You Never Walk Alone, due this week, Jeanette. In fact, today. It's due today. It's supposed to be out today. Well, go get it.
Is this my Valentine's Day gift?
Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Thank you, Rapmon.
Yeah.
In Korea, it's a day early.
This
it's
is true.
Not. It's not. What's wrong with you?
On that subject of Valentine's Day.
What?
Tomorrow we are bringing everyone a Valentine's Day gift.
You know what? Don't tell them.
Well, why?
No, just don't tell them. Just say we have a Valentine's
it's a
Day
surprise?
Gift for them. Yep.
So you have to tune in tomorrow.
Yes.
It may have something to do with GOT7. And we might be bringing you something of them.
Anyways.
So you need to listen.
Look, the hopes are high for the ARMY. And they will support their boys and break this record again with a new album.
Right. You know what? I think we should say goodbye. I think I've had enough of us. The people probably have too. How do you feel about that?
Okay.
Okay. We're going to leave you with Hakim with his song Hang Up. He is going to be on the line with us on Friday. So make sure you listen on Friday. Until next time.
Ciao.
Bye.